Hi, I'm Paul F. Tompkins.
And I'm Nicole Parker.
On this podcast, we improvise in character using real posts from a popular neighborhood networking website
that our network is scared for us to name for legal reasons, but you know which one it is.
All of the posts you hear our characters read are word-for-word real posts from this neighborhood website.
Occasionally, we change the names of some streets.
And that's all you need to know.
And now, please enjoy this episode of
The Neighborhood Listen.
This episode's guest is Becky Drysdale.
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Your neighbor.
Good. In Dignity Falls, you're never alone. You've got the Neighbor Half app and us.
Bert.
And Joan. From coyotes to mail theft to weird things to sell, we'll cover it all.
And meet new neighbors as well.
We'll chat about any posts you're missing. So just tune in
to the Neighborhood Welcome once again to The Neighborhood Listen. I am one of your hosts, Bert Miopede.
And I am Joan Pedestrian.
And we are back. Despite what's still happening, we're still on lockdown, still under quarantine.
That's right.
We're still indoors, living the life, Joan, I would say, of the boy in the bubble, the famous television movie with John Travolta, where he was the titular boy in the bubble.
Is that right? I've never seen that one.
I have vague memories of it. I remember he was in a bubble, and I remember that he was.
Sure, as per the title.
Yes. Yes. The let me tell you something. This TV movie delivered on the title. They did not. They that was not a mislead. It was not a misdirect. You
good
absolutely
to know.
Got to see a boy in a bubble, and he wasn't supposed to go outside. And I think eventually he did.
Oh dear! And what happened?
Did he find love? I don't recall. I believe he did find love. That's a big part of it.
It's usually what happens when you leave the bubble in a television movie.
And this country, we're so divided. People are constantly yelling at each other, leave their bubble. What about people who have to live in the bubble?
I know. It's true. I definitely have that feeling as well. We're still holed up in here. The twins have eaten all of my food.
Oh, no.
Including things that weren't food, which is weird.
Well, okay. I will say first, you did a heavy quarantine buy.
I did a heavy buy. I did. I tried not to hoard. So what I did is I went to seven different Costcos in seven different counties and bought everything I needed. But that way I didn't deplete any of the stock, which I thought was nice. It took me, I saw many, many people and stood in many, many lines. That might not have been the best idea, but
it doesn't sound. Yeah, it seems.
But I have my Kirkland soap and Kirkland jeans, which Doug absolutely loves, and the only kind of jeans that he likes, right? Doug, hey babe, how you doing?
Just thinking about those jeans.
So you felt it was a need to buy. You definitely had to stock up on jeans during this crisis.
Listen,
they don't last long.
What's that? They don't last long, Doug.
Not these.
I actually
Kirkland
think type. They're very poorly made, but he loves them.
But Doug, where are you today? Why is your sound so much worse than everyone else's?
He's in the popcorn room.
But now, Joe, this is not a room I'm familiar with in your home. The popcorn room.
It's kind of like the other room where we've stored a lot of things. It's like whatever there's most of in our extra rooms, that's what we dub it. All right. You know, those cans, those tubs of popcorn. First of all, Doug wanted one of those movie popcorn things, you know, for our movie room.
Like the actual popcorn machine. Yes.
The actual popcorn machine. Yes.
Yes.
So this is adjacent to the movie room, which we haven't put him in yet, which is odd because that is quite arguably the best room for recording in the entire house.
Probably,
and we haven't put him in there yet. Mm. But he's got like the big, huge popcorn maker. And then we have just a crap ton of all those bins, you know, with the cheddar. But I don't care for those, but realtors get them for gifts for Christmas all the time. We just put them there. And even though there's other things in there, like there's an extra mattress and there's a bunch of trophies and there's a bunch of National Geographic magazines, it's easier to say popcorn room.
Well, I mean, I suppose it's the item with the least amount of syllables.
Correct.
Although trophy, if you said you had a trophy room, I think that would be very impressive.
Well, we have an actual trophy room.
Oh, I do apologize. I should have
a spillover trophies.
There's a spillover. It's a spillover.
Now, Doug, as I say, you do sound different. You know, your sound quality is not what it usually is. Is this something that on the recording are people going to hear it this way, or are we just hearing it? Are we just hearing it that way now?
No, I'm confused why it sounds so different to you now. I think it'll sound brilliant on the recording.
All right,
it will sound better than ever, actually.
Okay, well, that will be certainly a miracle.
I take
to
that. As
you know,
a
it's
challenge.
Interesting that even though we're quarantining, there is still such palpable tension between you two. And
I don't see that, Joan.
I don't know.
Well, you don't see it, but you feel it, Bernd.
Did you get that caramel at one of the Costcos?
Are you talking about the popcorn?
Yeah, the popcorn caramel.
Are you eating it?
The popcorn caramel.
Yeah.
You mean the caramel covered popcorn? Do you do caramel or caramel, Bert? Which one are you?
You know, I like everyone here in Dignity Falls, I grew up saying caramel.
Oh, right. Because of the caramel carnival.
That's right. The legendary caramel carnival that came to town in 1910. And, you know, it's a famous, I don't know that people know this, but there was a caramel flood because it was the hottest summer on record. And the caramel, it overflowed. It became too liquid and it rushed through the town. It was a huge carnival, the caramel carnival.
Do you think that this is a true story or is this just sort of like a wives tale? Whenever they talk about, if you go into a book, if you go into our library, there's only drawings of this karma flood, not
right.
actual pictures, no That's tin right. well, type, no nothing, no well, daguerreotype.
Here's why is because cameras were not, you know, every town has weird laws, and in Dignity Falls, cameras were not legal until 1981.
That's right. There was a camera ban for a long time.
There was a camera ban and people honored it. It was a sort of like, it was a silly, like they wouldn't arrest you for having a camera, but a lot of people were just too scared. We're a fearful town. And a lot of people did not own cameras. They wouldn't have cameras in their home. I have no baby pictures.
No baby pictures. And all the school pictures in the schools were hand-drawn.
Yes, they were courtroom sketch artists would come to your school.
And in some cases, caricature artists. So, I mean, it's a mixed bag when you go through people's houses. Me too.
Yeah. You know,
school is hard enough, you know what I mean, without realizing, I didn't realize my ears were that prominent to another person. But I guess they are now. And five freckles. That's all I see.
To have an adult paid by the school to come and exaggerate your most prominent physical feature is just that's devastating.
I never get a caricature done. Absolutely not. Because
you never do.
I have prominent eyebrows and I just don't want them made fun of.
Now, you have famously, you've never touched your eyebrows, and fashions have come and gone, and your eyebrows have remained constant. And so sometimes you're on the cutting, the bleeding edge of fashion, and sometimes people are saying, what are you doing?
Yeah, that's right. And that's why in all my pictures for my realty, you don't see them. They're all cut just above the eyebrows, just below the eyebrows. You don't see the eyebrows in my picture. So if you see sort of like a picture on a bus, you know, it looks like, it got cut off. No, that's on purpose. That is right. on purpose.
Exactly.
All you need to see is my eyes.
The windows to the soul.
That's right.
No mention of the eyebrows in that expression.
But they don't mention the eyebrows at all.
Yeah, but that no P.S. Why? How come more expressions don't have P.S.s?
Just a qualifier afterwards? Can you give me
a penny saved? A penny saved is a penny earned. P.S. Then you'll have a lot of money.
I guess that makes sense. Is that the one that bothers you the most?
Well, I know. I was just pressed for an example. And that was the one I came up with.
I just thought maybe this has been really gnawing at you for a long time, Bernd. Like how you say you sit in your apartment and just things start to annoy you.
Well, yes, you know, I do have, I mean, this isn't one of those, but I do have a lot of longstanding grudges with various things. Joe, do you think my voice is becoming more exaggerated since we've been in quarantine?
Yes, I do. And you know, you've got this little, I don't want to say stutter, because I know that that's an actual speech, can be a speech challenge for people. I'm not sure it's a stutter, but.
Maybe a stammer.
It's almost like a record skipping that happens to you.
When I'm trying to think of a word.
Oh, is that what happens? Okay. Well, then it's just a fun little cute little thing that just makes you you.
Do you know what I like when President Obama, because he didn't want to say when he was struggling to come up with a word.
That's funny that you just said before you said struggling.
He was, I know. Well, I'm glad you find it funny, but I was struggling in that moment.
I'm sorry. Go on.
That's all right. Look, we're having a tough time.
It's things are tense. I'm sorry. Go on with your story.
Well, President Obama would say, and he would say for the longest time.
Oh, I think I remember that.
He would say, so instead of going, he would go, and then would eventually come up with a word. And then
Right. That's what he would do at the end.
Which was smarter than saying but, because but then you have to contradict what you've just said with the next thing that you haven't even thought of yet. Anyway, let's not relitigate past presidents. Let's get into the show. This is the Neighborhood Listen. And what we do here is we share news about our neighborhood Dignity Falls via posts from the NeighborHap, the popular social networking neighborhood
and appliance. People are still connecting, and we're still finding ways to connect now more with than our ever. Neighbors. Yes. And so, now more than ever. So are you going to start with the post, Bernd?
Yes, I do have one. And this one is intriguing.
Mm.
The name was cut off. Someone sent this in to us and the name was cut off. So I don't know who posted this, but the headline is Strange Snacks.
Oh,
and then it continues. Today, for the third time in several weeks, there was an open package of snack food on our front porch. Previous to today, it was Nutty Bars, but today's treat was peanut butter cheese crackers. Is peanut butter cheese crackers? Okay. Is anyone else finding open snack foods on your porch or near your home? Any idea how/why this might be happening?
This would be strange on a regular day.
Absolutely.
In this climate, this is downright, it's dangerous.
Yes, exactly. And you shouldn't be, I mean, maybe someone thinks they're doing a good thing and I'm doing it now. Maybe someone thinks they're doing a good thing and they want to help someone. Who they think may perhaps have an elderly neighbor and they think, but we don't know if this person who posted is elderly or not. They did not mention that.
They're so, just finding open snacks open, on their doorstep.
Yes. Not, they say open. I don't know if it's let me look at it again.
An open snack on a doorstep might as well be a bomb at this point. If I looked out,
first of all,
I'd be like, peanut butter and cheese crackers? That's not even a thing.
It's not. I don't think that would be a good combination. I think I know what they're talking about. They're talking about, the peanut. There's the peanut butter crackers. These are made by the Lance Corporation. We all know these.
These are standard.
There's the peanut butter crackers, and then there's the cheese crackers or toast chee, as they are called.
Wait. Mm. Sometimes these are the worst quality, but when you really can't find anything, maybe when you're in like a tiny airport, what they have is orange crackers with peanut butter in between them. Maybe that's what they mean. And now, that's Doug, just wrong.
Now, Doug has shared with us a file via the Zoom application. I've never seen this before. Okay. First file shared.
Please read.
And it's a photo. What's that, Doug?
Please read. I tried to title it. Please read.
You tried to title it. Please read. Please read.
You want us to read it.
And it is a photo. It is a photo. I did name check the Lance Corporation, but this is from a company called Austin. And these crackers look exactly like the Lance crackers as well. It's a rectangular sleeve.
You would never eat those.
These are cheese crackers with peanut butter.
And are they orange?
I can't pull it up. They are as orange as cheese could be.
Well, they're the most unnatural orange that could exist in nature.
That's exactly right. And they're made by the Austin Corporation. They've been in business since 1932.
I know exactly what I mean. I've had these before. I used to buy them as snacks for the kids, and they don't care. They don't care what color it is or what it tastes like. They just care that it crunches and that it tastes, like food, that it's just cool.
Your kids are texture queens.
They are texture queens. That's correct. They love a texture.
They love textures. Which
is why they're starting to eat things that are not even food. Yeah, all of my pillows are empty. The twins are eating feathers now. I told them we're not at that stage yet. But they think it's kind of fun to pretend as if things are really dire. So they're just daring each other to eat shit around the house, and just see what happens to them. Boys.
Yeah, right. This sounds like some sort of advanced form of pica.
Oh, right. Where you eat dirt.
Yes. And they're eating.
Pregnant women are supposed to have that.
That's right. They're supposed to.
They're not supposed to. I didn't have it except for the jalopy. I wanted to eat a lot of tinfoil. I just ground on that stuff. It was terrible for my teeth.
Well, that's fine for you because you've never had a cavity.
I have not.
Haven't talked about it. You have perfect teeth. Never had a cavity.
Ding. I mean, whatever. It's
prominent
not
eyebrows.
It's not a big deal. Prominent eyebrows, perfect teeth.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a good name for my memoirs.
That was on your business card for a while.
It sure was. Yeah. It didn't fit though, so it wrapped around. Doug made them. He handmade them.
I think that font size was a mistake. Anyway, just a warning to everyone, if you're getting open snack foods on your front door, don't eat them. Don't eat them.
And you know what? Yeah. Later on, when this is all behind us, also don't eat those things because I don't think that those are healthy in any way. I don't know what they're using to make them. I don't understand the color. I don't want to get the Austin company angry, but just leave them alone. Just leave them alone.
Under the best of circumstances, do not eat open snack foods that people leave on your front stoop.
Get it. Absolutely. That's the takeaway. Okay. Are we all in agreement?
I know I am.
Okay. Me too.
All right. Doug?
Doug?
Do I need to agree with this? Okay.
I knew you wouldn't want to. If Doug saw, it doesn't even matter what was out there. If the doorbell rang and he opened it up and he saw free food, he'd be eating it. No problem.
Mm-hmm. Well, I have to just be honest with myself. I mean, I'm here in the popcorn room. If somebody left some delicious caramel corn, Chicago style, I might think about it.
Chicago style. That's the one. Is that the one that has, it's got the dividers where it's the three different ones?
Is that what makes it Chicago style?
Or is Chicago mixed together?
It's caramel and cheese together. Mm. At last. Yeah. I don't know if they have to be strictly divided. It's sort of, you're supposed to eat it at the same time.
I'm not saying they have to be strictly divided. I'm saying that there is a tub of popcorn.
It seems like you.
There tends to be dividers. Yes. There tend to be dividers.
Not that it's imperative.
No. Okay.
But yes, you're supposed to eat them at once at the same time. And it's sort of a miracle when you don't think it works and then. Oh boy.
Doug,
hey Doug, are you okay? What's going on there, Doug?
You okay, man?
I'm sorry. It's just
this is the most emotional I've ever seen Doug. Listen, everything he's really overcome.
Things that were never funny are funny, you know, things that were never sad are sad. It's just what happens. So
I need a moment.
Let's just let Doug regroup and we will regroup and we'll be back with a guest.
That's exactly right. We have a dynamite guest for you on this episode of The Neighborhood Listen. We'll let Doug collect himself and we will return.
Hi everyone, I have a BlizzCon 2019 event ticket pass badge plus human and orc run statues. I know that this event has already happened, but I wondered if maybe you just wanted it for like sentimental reasons, because like the tickets that might be really popular someday. I have been waiting my whole life to go see the human and orc run statues, but I had to get my braces tightened, so I didn't get to go. But I'm just looking to get rid of the ticket because having it in the house just reminds me that I didn't get to go and it just makes me sad. So just contact me.
Welcome back to The Neighborhood Listen. Was that supposed to be me, Bert? Listen, we have a hard time knowing who's going to introduce it when we're in the same room, and now it's just cuckoo.
I know. We're looking at each other via the Zoom, and we're both nodding at each other, and then Joan took the initiative.
It's really happening a lot, Bert. I wonder if this isolation is making this problem worse.
Maybe.
Also, I just want to talk about what's behind you. There's a ventriloquist dummy behind you.
Yes.
And I don't think I knew that was ever a thing you were into, but now it makes a lot of sense.
Well, do you know it wasn't? And I remember as a kid being terrified of ventriloquism, mostly because of the movie Magic starring Anthony Hopkins.
Right.
And I never saw the movie, just saw the commercial. And I decided, you know, first of all, I live alone, so I need someone to talk to, but I also need to conquer some fears. Why not use two birds with one stone? Yeah. So
you talk to the dummy?
I talk to the dummy, and I imagine eventually, because of ventriloquism, he will begin speaking back to me.
Oh, but wait. The way that works is you would have to manipulate him. Do you talk to him without your hand up his body?
Yes, we sit opposite each other in my little breakfast nook, and we discuss what's going on. He so far has not weighed in, but
what do you call him?
I call him Mr. Dummy.
Because
I don't know his first name. I'm assuming his last name is Dummy.
How'd you come across? How'd you get him?
The Sears catalog wish book.
What is that?
That's every Christmas, the Sears catalog. Puts out a catalog with tons of stuff, gift ideas. And, you know, when you were a kid, you would circle or tear out the page or something and give it to your parents and say, I want this. And
sort of adorable.
Yes. And so there was a page that haunted me as a child that was just it
so many featured, things haunted you as a child.
It featured I was a very haunted child. It featured a cluster of ventriloquism dummies all sitting there. There was Charlie McCarthy, there was Lester, there was Jerry Mahoney, there was Bozo the Clown for some reason.
Oh.
Yes, they were all there in a pile and just staring at you, and they still make the Sears still makes the wish book even though they're largely out of business. And I sought it out online and found myself a dummy.
Yes, they were still selling something from the 60s.
Yeah, from the 60s and beyond. Dummies the whole office can agree on. Well, that's neither here nor there. Well, we do have a guest that we should introduce.
Real. Let's talk to someone real who's going to talk back.
Exactly.
Talk about that. Yeah,
exactly.
Let's do that. So here's a post okay, well, hang on a second. This just says help. And it says, I am looking for the person on or near Bell's Brook who recently launched, a rocket. My husband needs a friend during this quarantine and could socially distance himself from you while you launch rockets together. He launches rockets every weekend, and our neighbors told us someone launched one this week, which gave me hope that he may have someone with the same interests. His kids and wife are burnt out with his rocket shit. Please come take him off my hands. He stocked up on rocket stuff before the quarantine. Wow. I can even provide lunch. So please welcome. I'm going to assume your name is Karen. Is that a correct assumption?
It's Karen's.
Oh, Karen's with an S.
Yes, I'm named after my grandmother and my other grandmother.
So both of your grandmothers were named Karen. And so your parents, in order to honor them both, named you Karen's.
Well, there was a disagreement over who I should be named after because both of them died at the exact same time.
Ooh.
Wow. Literally. What? Were they near each other at all?
No, not at all.
Did they both die of just natural causes?
Yes.
Wow.
I mean, there was also a very violent car crash, but the natural causes. Okay. My father's mother.
Uh-huh.
Died of natural causes immediately before being hit by a bus.
Oh, I see.
So they determined in the car she had just passed away gently, quietly, peacefully, and then there was a car crash.
And then
there was
a car crash.
Even. Wow.
And then there was a car crash. Sorry,
and
I don't.
There was a car crash.
That's just, then, it's wild.
And then Karen died of, was not well. Mm. And died of complications of her condition before.
What was her condition? Sorry?
Complications.
But she did die of natural causes.
Natural complications.
Complications.
But then also, again, was immediately struck by an oncoming, T-boned by an oncoming 18-wheeler.
Good Lord!
They were both in their cars. And driving around.
In separate states.
In separate states, even.
Ow!
And died of natural causes. So they were dead.
Horrific car accidents.
Before horrific car accidents. But they were both dead before the other vehicles smashed into them.
They were able to determine it was right before.
Yes, because both of their watches were hit.
Wait, but that would determine that would determine the time that they were crashed into, but not their time of death.
But then when the time of death was determined, it was slightly before, the point of impact.
I see.
Wow. This is fascinating. I mean, I completely understand why.
This isn't the only podcast I've done. I have talked about this, you know, this many times. It doesn't matter. I'm Karen's. K is for short. And it doesn't matter because who cares what my name is because I'm in a nightmare. I'm living in a nightmare.
I'm so sorry. Could you tell us what your husband's name is?
Yes.
I guess that doesn't matter either.
I mean, at this point, I'm trying to forget.
And are you telling me that in the moment when everyone knew things needed to be purchased, like cleaning supplies, canned goods, this man only went out and bought rockets?
So
well, your site says everything.
There was a purchase and there was a collecting and a gathering of previously purchased items that were in the basement.
Okay.
That he had not used. And because there is a global pandemic, he decided that this was the time to re-engage in this hobby of his.
Why? It seems like an extremely dangerous thing to do anyways, but especially
let me tell you this.
The hospital.
Robert is a hobbyist at best. Mm-hmm. So
what would you say he is at worst?
A monster of a mistake that I made. No. Because now his hobby is I have considered many times running into a crowd.
Which you can't do now.
Well, that's why.
Right.
I have considered.
Sorry. I see now.
So socially putting myself very close to many people.
Suicide by crowd.
It's a crowd-based suicide. Because I cannot with this anymore.
Mm-hmm. And
Before it was just the talking about it. Now it's the talking about it and the doing it.
He used to just talk about launching rockets off a lot.
He would narrate what used to happen. He would tell stories about what could happen. He would put together short plays about what would happen if he set these rockets off. And now he's doing it, which you'd think would be better, but it doesn't, he still does the explanation and then actually does the thing.
He talks through what's going to happen when he launches a rocket and then he does it.
It doesn't happen that way. And then he talks about why. And then he talks about what did happen. And then he talks about what should happen the next time.
Good Lord. Does he have a job?
This is his job currently.
He's getting paid for this.
No, but he has made it very clear that this is his job right now. This is how he's going to contribute.
I see. So he has said what does he say is the way this is going to become monetized?
He attaches a fabric mask to the tip of every rocket.
These are like surgical masks?
No.
Oh no! What?
These are cheap fabric masks that I think pull particles in, but he's attaching them to these rockets like he's saving the world. Let me tell you this. A day per rocket. This is the slowest mask delivery system.
That's how long it takes for the rocket to get. How is he doing this? He's like putting coordinates in and are they actually arriving at the right place?
He is. Here's what happens.
Okay.
And I hate that I know this. You insert what is called the igniter into the engine.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
and the igniter works with electricity, and he has a handhold launch control, which he made out of a Guitar Hero controller, which was a whole other 3 months that I don't want to get into. That was a whole other podcast. Anyhow, the igniter heats up, and that ignites the fuel. This is a process. It's and the only reason I know this is because he tells me, he walks me through it every single time. Like, I don't already know. I could work for NASA at this point.
So every single time he fires off a rocket, he says, here is the process by which the rocket is fired.
Correct. Well, yes. And a deal I made with him very early on in our relationship is that if something happened where he could not launch the rockets, that I would then take over. So he's in a constant state of explaining how to do this. I could do this with my eyes closed and my hands tied behind my back.
And I have to ask, Karens, have you done this? Have you launched a rocket yourself?
Absolutely not.
You
he won't let me. He won't let me touch them.
Oh, he won't. Let oh, you
so
do.
He
I
won't.
See.
Even though I he see. Says you're going to do it, if he can't.
Yes, it's only if he's completely incapacitated.
This sounds.
Which I'm waiting. I'm waiting for that day.
I mean, I understand only a tiny part of this. I mean, for a while, I hear you on the guitar. On the Guitar Hero part, because Doug was obsessed with that about a decade ago, but he only liked to play Slow Ride by Foghat. And
he
it was nonstop.
He is a tinkerer in addition to, what he likes to call a rocket man.
And does he sing the song?
No, he doesn't know it. And
he
I'm not
know
going
the song,
to
rocket man.
I'm not, and I will not tell, share it with him.
Don't. Yeah. You'll never hear the end of it. Probably.
No. And I tell you what, I am just, I've had it up to everywhere. I have had it up. And, here's in the early days when we got together and he said he was in a rocketry, he would use, the balsa wood.
Oh, just
he would do the balsa wood rockets. Mm-hmm. And the nice thing about that is that it takes an enormous amount of time to cut out the pieces of the rocket. And so there was built in quiet time.
It's like you're almost describing a child, that it is good to get quiet time to sort of keep them preoccupied.
And I should have at that point known that this was a mistake.
But, the marriage,
Yes. But I had my own hobbies that were also very questionable at that time. So I.
What were they?
It was give a penny, take a penny with him.
P.S.
P.S. No one gets anything in the end.
That's right.
You break it.
You have the same amount of pennies.
Now, let me. It never occurred to me to interpret that sign as giving
you
a penny,
give the penny and then you take your penny
one.
Back.
Yeah, I think I interpreted it differently. Anyway, what were some of your what you call questionable hobbies?
Yeah.
New endings. I did a thing called new endings where I would watch half of a movie and then I'd act out the rest of the movie where I thought the movie went wrong and do the part of the movie that I thought went wrong and do it better.
Correct it.
Would you do this for people or just by yourself?
Yes. I would have people come over not knowing exactly what they were coming over for.
Do you remember
providing lunch, which is something I always do. I always provide lunch.
You do say you'll provide lunch for whoever.
I don't ask for anything without lunch in return.
That's nice.
And I'm
that's
a gifted
nice.
And I'm a gifted lunch maker. So I try to use that skill. But so that was one thing I used to do. devil sticks.
Oh, sure. I remember devil sticks. Yes.
I don't. What are devil sticks?
It was a sort of juggling thing.
It is.
Oh, right.
And they have to be very specifically weighted. And so that was something I don't know how to use them. I would make them and weight them properly and then put them on the side.
Oh, so that was the hobby, was making devil sticks.
The precise weight.
Got it.
That they needed to be.
Certainly.
I used to do a thing where I would watch a Cirque du Soleil show and I would map out what I assumed the backstage traffic would have to have been to have one character get to the next place they needed to be. So it was, I called it negative. And it would be sort of what you didn't see in the Cirque du Soleil show that you were seeing. And that was very time consuming. You know, but that was something I didn't impose on other people. That was for me. I've never had a job.
Oh, well, you would have had time for one.
I've never had a job. I'm terrified of working.
Why?
And the whole idea is terrifying to me.
Well, now, did Robert ever have a job before he switched to making rocketry?
Well, I think the problem for both of us is that Robert came into an enormous amount of money.
Oh, I see.
Family money.
I see.
One of Karen, one of his Karen?
No. Oh. His father, whose name was also Karen, but
what?
We felt that my name was Karen's, it covered everyone.
Sure.
There's no plural that suggests how many you're talking about.
That's true.
That is a good point.
Which is why my parents took such a long time in naming me. You know, I was three or four because they couldn't figure out how to allow the plural to be specific to the amount. It doesn't matter.
So you just went without a name for years.
Correct.
Oh, my.
And they didn't want to name you two Karens.
No, well, that has a kind of appropriation that they weren't comfortable with.
I guess I kind of, you mean like a rapper?
No, like a Native American.
Okay.
A rapper.
Like 2 Chainz. Is that a rapper?
Like 2 Chainz. Yes, you were thinking 2 Karens. I understand.
I don't know many rappers. I don't listen to that.
I don't either. I'm also terrified of that. I have a lot of fears. So a lot of my hobbies were, you know, things I could do on my own, things I could do by myself. And, you know, Robert's hobbies are much louder.
Mm. Can I just ask, was there a movie you can remember that you had to recreate when you thought it went wrong?
Sure.
Just one, for example?
Oh, asked and answered. Oh, you were hoping for more, Joan.
First Wives Club? One?
Oh, First Wives Club. What's wrong with that one? I love that movie. What's wrong with that one?
I thought that was heading towards a much more exciting sort of, you know, thriller massacre kind of an ending.
Like Diane Keaton just killing people.
Well, the three of them exacting the revenge that I thought would be appropriate.
Oh, killing those ex-husbands.
Well, that's what I thought they were getting together to do when they opened that warehouse.
I see. Not throw like a gala in a bunch of white suits.
Horribly disappointing. And then I, of course, fixed the ending to Pretty in Pink because we all know what was wrong with that.
Yes. And so you would invite people over, serve them lunch, and they would watch you act out the what you feel was the corrected ending of these films.
Yes. And that one, you know, I would be lying if I said that people didn't agree with me. Mm.
Yeah. And you say you did a mild boast of your lunch making activities. What sort of lunch do you provide for your audiences?
I do a 7-course lunch.
Seven course lunch.
It's called Around the World. Each course is from a different culture.
Well, that's kind of fun. I didn't know.
I think so. And each course is from each course is from a different part of the world, different culture, which is tough because some cultures don't have lunch. And so there'll be a third course that is nothing.
Oh, so just nothing.
Like an empty plate? How do you
serve it? Right. How do you?
We just allot the time for that course would take, but there's no food.
So it's just sort of like a quiet period of reflection.
That's correct.
Like a Quaker meal.
Depending on what that culture does during their no lunch, which would usually just be work. and so it's sort of a learning experience and as well as a meal. Mm. And it's a lot of fun. It's a lot of fun. It's not a filling lunch, but it's long. And I think people enjoy that.
So it is a 7-course lunch, but not that filling because of so many cultures that don't have the concept of lunch.
Not because of that. It's just very, you know, it's small. It's a tasting.
small
experience.
Sure.
Got it.
Small plates.
Okay. So, Karens, I want to talk about your children, too, because you said in your post that the children are sick of this, too. What are their ages and how are they coping with, well, first of all, just being in the quarantine? And did they work?
In what sense?
Well, I'm just curious as to how you're able to provide for your family, what with you being terrified of work and your husband just doing rockets, which I don't think he's receiving any income for.
No, I'm sorry. I didn't know
for.
If you meant do they work like employment or do they work like function?
Well, now I'm concerned and I want to know both.
Can I All ask right. you this, Karen? Are your children human children?
If you tell me.
Oh, boy, oh, boy.
Wow, I have, Davey is 8.
Okay.
And he is a real, a quiet kid, a bookworm.
Oh.
Very smart. You know, he reads at an 11th grade level. We're very proud of his achievements, his academic achievements. And, you know, but he definitely is a little strange and we're not sure what he's doing when he's sort of having his alone time. And he, you know, he's going through a little bit of an expressive phase.
Okay.
And then Dylan is 28. And he is wonderful, you know. He's taking his time. Figuring out who he is, what he wants to do, where, you know, what's next. And, Davey, in a way, has been quarantining since he was 5.
Sure.
So...
Is he terrified of the world too, or did he go to school? Did he ever have a job? Does he have a job?
He chose not to go to school very early.
Okay.
This is Dylan or Davey? This is the 28-year-old.
Davey, the 8-year-old.
The 8-year-old, okay.
He's 8.
I meant Dylan.
Oh, Dylan went to school, yes.
Oh, he did. Okay.
He did go to school, yes.
Can I ask you this about Davey? Was he a bit of a surprise?
No. It was a plan that we had... very early on to have our children 20 years apart, because I read somewhere that that was the best relational space between siblings. Mm-hmm. And because we didn't want Dylan to grow up alone.
Mm.
Sure.
So he has a brother who's 20 years younger, and that's nice, I think, for them.
Which is great is that they won't be rivals.
It's unclear whether Dylan is aware that Davey is his brother.
wait a minute.
Which I think is a nice setup.
You didn't want him to grow up alone, and now you're saying that he's not even aware that he has a brother?
Well, again, Davey is very private. He spends a lot of time by himself. Okay. I've seen him more during the quarantine than I did before.
Wow. Oh, okay. Well, that's nice.
Yeah, that's
nice. Yes,
but he's very independent. And he, you know, he has his own, he has the basement. Now that the rockets are out. And, Dylan's here and his wife is here. And.
Oh. He's married.
Congratulations to Dylan, of course.
Yes,
but they both live with you. Or are they just choosing to quarantine with you?
No, they both live with me.
Okay.
In the basement.
No.
Still trying to figure out.
Davey lives in the basement.
Oh, yeah. I see. Yes. I'm sorry. Yes. I apologize. How fun for an 8-year-old to have
Dylan
to have
and Marissa have their own room. Yeah, he's, Davey does his own thing, and we try to encourage that.
Mm. I'm still trying to figure out where income comes from anyone.
There was
household.
An inheritance.
Yes, Robert, of course, is independently wealthy.
Yeah. So that's just Karen. All it is. It's just the inheritance. Okay.
No, his father. Yes, his father, Karen, of the Boston Karens.
Mm.
Their last name, of course, also being Karen.
So your name is your name. Did you take Robert's name and is your name Karen's Karen?
No, that would be silly.
I do apologize.
No, okay, I took the family name, which is Blairin.
So your name is Karen's Blairin.
Well, Karen's Church Blairin.
Karen's Church Blairin
is my maiden name.
Oh, church.
I see.
Karen's Church Blairin.
Okay. Just like Doug Corn Pedestrian.
Yes.
Yes.
Just.
That's like that. My husband's name.
Yes. My maiden name.
His mm-hmm. middle name is Corn, and then he took my name. Yeah, that's right.
Yes. Anyway, it's ultimately irrelevant because I'm going bonkers with this rocketeering. There's no way to silence the rockets. I asked about that. Mm-hmm. They work on an explosion, essentially. And, you know, we moved into a house that had a 500 square foot field in the back of it. So wow. that he could do this rocketeering, but then he never did it. And now, of course, you know, he says, now that I'm not working, I can do my rocket hobby, but he's never working. So it's unclear why now is the moment.
And sorry, Karen, can I just say, it says in your post that the neighbors told you someone launched one this week. And so two questions.
Well, that was interesting too. Because they drove by uh-huh. the house, opened the window,
uh-huh.
and as they were going, uh-huh. yelled, "Somebody's launching rockets!" Like it was very fast.
They just did it fast. They didn't slow down. Fast. Is what you're saying?
No, not in my neighborhood.
Do you think that the neighbors are possibly annoyed with your husband's rocketeering, if I will, and maybe they were just telling you that to get you to seek other places too? Okay. And what do you hope to have happen if he does find someone to launch rockets with at a 6 feet distance, of course? Just that you're going to provide lunch. If you're going to provide lunch, will you send it along with him? Because the whole point, you're not going to be there, right? Because the whole point is to have him leave your house and go do it someplace else. That's what you're hoping for.
I will send him with a large...
With the 7-course...
I have created a customized 7-course divided container. Like a Chicago popcorn container.
Oh,
you know,
see?
Those.
We were just talking
sure,
about
absolutely,
those.
Yes.
Yeah, you were. Interesting.
Yes. We were.
Yes.
So, yeah, like a Chicago popcorn container with the 7 courses spread out, unless we're doing Denmark, in which case it's 6 courses.
It's just an empty, it's just an empty part of the carton.
The Danish don't eat lunch because breakfast is usually a Danish.
And it's so filling. Karen's best of luck. If you want to reiterate your offer to people as we wrap it up.
Thank you. I would love to. I will for anyone who will take my husband.
Just take him.
Take him. And give him a safe space to work on his rocketeering. It's nice because the 6 foot distance is actually significantly closer than you should ever be to someone launching rockets. I will provide lunch for every day that he's not near me.
Wow. That's
and
a lot
that
of lunch.
Goes for during the quarantine and after the quarantine. This is a COVID free proposal.
Okay.
This is all for right. whenever.
Well, I really hope that you get a taker. I don't know that anyone's going to take this man into your house, especially after hearing a description of what he's like. But I do hope that he finds a friend, and I hope that he finds an open space and can launch those rockets and leave you and Davey and Dylan and his unnamed wife alone.
Marissa. I named her.
Marissa.
You named her.
Oh, you named her Marissa.
That was the condition of the marriage.
Was it? I have
Look,
never heard
I was
that.
Named after three different Karens. Mm. So right. whenever I get to name someone, I do it. After I named Davey, I was upset that that's what I named him because it felt like a missed opportunity.
To name him what?
Davey.
After you named Dylan, you wanted to name him Davey. Is that why
no,
you had the second?
My youngest is named Davey, and I named him very quickly because I had just given birth, you see.
I
don't know if you've ever given birth, but it is
tiring. Been. Oh, yes, it
and
is.
And so they're like, what do you want to name him? And I just said, Davey. I didn't think about it.
Wait. I'm so confused.
What is confusing?
I wonder if we perhaps
maybe it doesn't matter.
It
maybe it doesn't
it
matter.
It doesn't matter.
It might not matter. It might not matter.
It doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter. Well, thank you so much for being here, Karen.
It doesn't matter to you.
No, so, okay.
Karens, we don't want to leave this on any bad blood. We definitely appreciate you taking the time to hook up with us via video conference, and we do wish you success in finding someone to take Robert off of your hands for a little bit.
Sorry, thank do you need you. To start
and
that
if,
again?
And if you,
I'm sorry, did you guys hear that?
What happened there?
Did you hear a phone call come into this computer?
I did not hear a phone call. Okay, come
my
into
apologies,
that computer.
But can we just start with the goodbye again? I'm really sorry. I just didn't know if you could hear that.
I'm staying in character. I don't care what you say. Well, Karens, you know, thank you very much for joining us in this strange time, via video conference. And we certainly wish you the best of luck in getting someone to take Robert off your hands for a bit.
Thank you so much. And if you have found fabric masks within 12 feet of our house, you can just go ahead and return them or not. It doesn't. It's just let this be over. Do you know what I'm saying?
Understood.
Sure. Just let this understood. Be over. I think that we all kind of feel like that.
I don't mean the virus. That can go on.
Oh, I took well, your meaning. I took your meaning.
We
yes.
understood. Well, thank you. Thank you so much. And take care, okay?
Yes, I have no choice.
Okay, bye, Karen.
Fair enough. Oh, all right, well, we will take a break and more with the Neighborhood Listen when the Neighborhood Listen returns.
Free door. Use it as a door or turn it into a cool table by adding some legs. Do what you want. It's a door or it's a table. If it's a table, you gotta add some legs. I can't hold your hand through this. Free door.
All right, and welcome back to the Neighborhood Listen. We just have time for one more post. Boy, I hope Karen's find somebody to help Robert with his rocketry.
I hope so too. I hope she's okay. This is a tough time, but especially if you've got a really complicated marriage with a man who shoots off rockets for a hobby, then that just I think doubles the difficulty.
Yeah, especially if he's saying he's going to make it his job and. That's just not going to happen. I didn't want to say that to Karen's, but that's clearly not going to be a way to make a living. It doesn't make any sense, and he sounds like a real weirdo. Anyway, I'm sorry.
No, I was just going to ask, but Doug, he didn't get to weigh in on that last bit. But what did you think of that guy? You've never really taken Oh dear, you've never really taken an interest in rockets.
Tooken with Liam Neeson.
No, but I
have a particular set of schools.
She mentioned the rock band or Guitar Hero, you know, I was tooken with him then.
Right, you did love that game. Oh,
I
boy,
did.
Oh,
and Fog Hat. Now I have Fog Hat in my head.
Oh yeah, I know.
Who doesn't?
I
don't think
it really sticks in the brain. I'll tell you,
it really does. What are Fog Hat's biggest songs? They're Slow Ride, of course.
Slow Ride.
That's and the then, only. One I know.
It's the only one I care to know.
Can I tell you a story that I heard? This is a third hand story.
Oh.
Or a second hand story, I should say. That a friend of mine told me a long time ago that he was driving cross country and he sees a roadhouse that has a sign, you know, one of those lighted signs with the arrow out front that says tonight only Fog Hat. And so he says, well, I got to go see Fog Hat, this roadhouse. And so he walks in there and the place is packed. And apparently it was like one original member of the band was on stage, you know, joined by several other musicians. And they take the stage. They launch into, I think they lead off with Slow Ride. Mm-hmm. And there's a gigantic man in a flannel shirt, a trucker looking fellow who points at the stage and bellows over the music, that ain't fucking Fog Hat.
Oh,
That he wanted the original, all the entire original lineup.
He wanted the original lineup, and yes. I think he expected them to be at this roadhouse in the middle of nowhere. But that's just the story that I think of anytime I hear the name Foghat.
Maybe sure. He expected the actual Foghat, like because I've always pictured a hat with the fog machine. Mm. That's Foghat. And
do you
rocking
picture the
so
fog
hard.
Coming out of the top of the hat, or is it coming out from the opening of the hat that you put? Like you put it on, and then just fog would billow out of the. It would, your head would be wreathed in fog.
That's actually an improvement to what I pictured, which was just billowing out the top like a chimney. And
isn't that interesting? Yeah, I thought of it as a hat made of fog, sort of a billowy, cloudy hat.
I think that this is one of those things where everyone has their own. It's almost like a Rorschach test that everyone has their own interpretation of what a fog hat is.
Yes. Oh, my goodness.
That's either here or there. You said you had a post, Joan.
We have one post. I am really kind of surprised at this post. Again, currently, I think maybe we just need to put out the information in case people haven't heard yet, but this is simply a picture of a ton of cardboard boxes. And it just says, cardboard boxes, come get them. This post was yesterday. Now, does this person possibly not know that A, nobody is going to go to anybody's house right now? I certainly hope not to get anything.
No.
Second of all, they say that this thing can live up to 3 hours on cardboard. Just getting a package on the doorstep right now is like a bomb going off. And then, you know, basically I have to put on a Hurt Locker and go out there and try to, you know, wipe it down. And the twins think it's fantastic and they love it. And one of them thought maybe the flamethrower maybe would help. And that's not, of
I'm
course,
sorry,
the
what?
Case.
The flamethrower?
Yes. Remember, I purchased them a flamethrower from, we talked about it.
I thought you purchased them a blowtorch. I did not realize you also purchased them a flamethrower.
I did. God help me, I did. Oh, God. Did I do the wrong thing? Did I make the wrong choice?
Look, I'm not a parent, so I can't. I feel like it's not my place to judge, but I will say that for all the grief that these boys give you, maybe that was not a wise purchase.
You know what's weird is I meant to say blowtorch because that's what they tried to disinfect the boxes with, but I also have purchased them a flamethrower. And I bought the flamethrower for them after the blowtorch. Fool me twice. Oh.
Well, now are these? I haven't seen the post. Are the boxes broken down or are they still in their box
they're
shape?
Just in actual box shape and they look like they've been opened.
That's so insult to injury, if you ask me.
I agree, and it looks as if they've received all of their packages, right? And then they clearly don't want them, and they want someone else to come get them. And in a normal time, again, people would probably want to take those, but right now, I just feel like that's not a post we need to even be clogging up our app with, because right now we need information, we need support, not someone's cardboard, not someone's contaminated cardboard.
We don't need this diseased cardboard, not even broken down. No flamethrower will disinfect it. I mean,
and they did try.
Yes.
I mean, I am very concerned because It's a lot of people and we're all stuck in the house and all the toys and all the super dangerous things are there at once. And usually they're off at school. And so they're not doing that. But now every single day they try something more scary and more dangerous. And I'm worried. We can't have anyone get injured right now.
I am too, Joan. I hope this isn't overstepping the bounds of our friendship, but I'm terrified for you in that house with those boys.
Believe me, when I bought them all of these things, I never imagined being stuck in a quarantine for weeks. Okay.
Sure.
So, what can I say? I wish I had a do-over, but I don't, and I got to deal with it.
Live and learn.
So listen, and also live and learn with this. If you guys have some cardboard boxes, just keep them for, guess what? No one's going anywhere. No one's doing anything. Those cardboard boxes, just keep them outside, keep them away. Yes. And don't try to pawn them off on anyone else.
At least wait 3 hours, to post.
There you go.
Sure. If you're going to put cardboard boxes outside?
If you absolutely have to post. And maybe someone just needed to post and they just had nothing else to post about.
Reaching out in a time of loneliness and solitude.
We're all going through this in our own way. You're talking to a ventriloquist dummy. That doesn't answer back.
Not yet.
Okay. Well. All right, Bernd. I'm glad we're doing this and I'm glad that you're getting to see actual faces that speak back to you. I think this is a good thing that we're doing this.
Yes, it is. Here, I'll move the laptop around so you can see my friend. Look at him there.
Oh boy, he's it's upsetting that he's just frozen with his mouth wide open.
I think I may have broken
something. That's what's getting me right now.
I think when I was kind of checking him out, when I took him out of the box, I think I may have broken something. And I don't think that mouth is going to close again.
Oh,
I think
Lord.
He's just perpetually in this mouth agape state.
Forgive me, but I cannot look at that anymore. It's just, it's giving me the heebie-jeebies is what it is. So let's just
check
in.
What if I put a little microphone in front of him and made it look like he was singing?
Well, I guess it would. It makes it. I just feel like you might be taking it a little bit far. I'm just worried that you're spending a lot of time, especially in self-isolation, trying to get this guy to talk.
Well, the proof is in the pudding, and we will check back and see.
The proof is in the pudding. P.S. It might not be pudding.
Oh, that's an ominous P.S. Well, we should wrap things up. Thank you once again, Dignity Falls and elsewhere, for listening to this episode of The Neighborhood Listen. We'll be back next week. Stay safe.
Stay safe, everybody. Stay home.
Stay safe, stay home, and stay cool. How do you like that?
Oh, that's kind of fun. Goodbye.
And bye.